Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that has been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Nick.
And I'm Chris.
Today's picture is a movie poster from a movie that has been featured on another one of our shows, Talking Pictures Trivia. If you enjoy Get the Point, please check out Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia. For those on the audio-only feed, my co-host will describe what they see in great detail, so you can play along from home. But if you are more of a visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you'll be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
Aye, aye.
Let's do it.
Hurrah!
Ooh, actually, there's a lot of darkness, which is kind of the empty void for the background. So really, we need to focus on the pointillized colors, which is kind of sparse, right?
A little bit, yeah. It's a lot more black background. I would say it's a little bit lighter towards the top, darker towards the bottom.
Yes.
Because there's some light green, some light blues, some like really mauve colorish, like towards the top. And then down the bottom, there are darker purples and burgundies and stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. I am quite clueless on this one.
I'm going to guess Ghostbusters.
Any other initial guesses based on the giant points?
Definitely Shrek.
We've definitely done that movie.
I'm not even going to go anymore with that. Just agree with Tom. Clearly, it's Tom Popo from 1985.
All right. No one got it on the first reveal. Here comes the second reveal.
Okay.
Not going to lie, that didn't help.
No, a lot of light colors still on the top.
Still like light.
Four of them.
Yeah, light colors in the center, dark colors surrounding mostly towards the bottom. There's that one orange one kind of popped up out of nowhere. That's an interesting one right there in the center.
But the darker ones creep up the sides too, right?
Like they do.
Any second reveal guesses?
I always have to guess. So.
Bend it like Beckham.
We've definitely done that movie.
This is not going to get old.
I really want one of them to be Sunrise, so I'm just going to keep guessing Sunrise.
I'm going to go with a silent film called Madame Du Barry from 1919.
All right, we're on to the third reveal, and here it is. Anyone want the third reveal clue?
Yes.
Sure.
The halfway point. There is one person in this movie poster.
In the middle.
I have a guess.
In the middle. Still a lot of pastels up top there, though.
I think, in the middle. It actually looks... I have to say, audience, the pointillized movie posters look more attractive than the actual movie posters. This is far more evocative, I think. They're also far more like nocturne-like, right? They all look like nightscapes. I'm going to say Prince of the City, because I think that poster only has one figure in it.
Any other third reveal guesses?
The pastel color up top is what's really throwing me. It almost looks like there's a light source to the top left that's kind of like pointing down at this object. That's why the front of the left-hand side of the object is whites and blues, and the back of it is kind of these darker purples and oranges. So I'm trying to think of something that's got a light source or a brightness to the left and a darkness on the right, and it's just nothing's coming to mind. Definitely the new Minions movie, then.
We've definitely that movie.
Let's find a new go-to, please.
No, I kind of like this joke, audience, and I hope you do, too.
Guess time.
I got nothing.
Infinity Chamber, 2016. Great movie.
So apparently it's not my guess. So do I guess again?
No, we'll go to the next reveal.
Keep going.
So moving on to the fourth reveal. Mm-hmm. And audience, I just want to point out, the fourth reveal seems to be the reveal. So far, the first two episodes, that's been the big one. So here we go.
I got it.
Oh, no. Give me a second.
No.
Well, clearly there's a body in the middle of the poster, and there's text on the bottom. There's a bunch of pastels around the person. You guys have a pretty strong feeling that you got this.
So let's see if we can walk you through this. So it's a pastel background, and what you are looking at is you're actually looking at the back of the person. Mm-hmm. So like you're looking at like their back. They're wearing a white shirt. They have their head is away from you, pointing away from you, and they are. And I think it wouldn't be giving it away if I say that he's dancing.
Wait, is that in the title?
No, he's not. It's not. That's not in the title.
Okay. I'm gonna let you guys go because I don't think I legitimately know it. And I think you guys have a good chance.
What if we told you that it's illegal to dance?
Oh, that's I always get those two confused. Dirty Dancing and Footloose. I don't know why. They're different movies. Well,
one of them we've done.
Yes, Footloose. It's
and
Footloose.
The other one we've definitely done.
it's Footloose then. But I think you guys really had to get me there. So is that what you guys were going to say?
I think it's Footloose.
I think it's Footloose.
That looks like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon if you ever seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
I didn't realize. Look at the Walkman on his belt.
Oh, yeah.
The size of that thing.
I just recognized his butt.
That's a fine pointillized butt.
Can we talk about why there's a house in the bottom right hand corner? Like, what's the point of that?
Oh, that's the church and like the farm town he moves to.
I get it, but it's so small. I mean, that farmhouse might be smaller than the Walkman on his hip.
Mm-hmm. I think I brought it up during the episode, but he hates when he goes places and they play that because he didn't do all the dancing. There was a double. So he's like, I cannot dance like that.
He's no Swayze.
That's true.
So congrats to Tom and Chris for being able to identify this movie poster. Were you able to get it before our co-hosts? Let us know on Twitter at Talking Studios or in the comments below here on YouTube.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video. Subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios.
You're gonna get a Footloose, kick off your shoes.